Okay, so you've got your Android phone, and now you're wondering, what should I do with this thing? And I should give you a heads up first off, I don't use it for the internet too much, other than a little bit of Facebooking or just some of the simple things, but I don't have a cell phone connection, and I am only sometimes on the Wi-Fi, so most of these apps that I share are things that you can use without internet. So if we're talking about best LDS apps, of course we got to start with the Gospel Library. I mean, of course. Click on Moroni. Oh, here it comes. Ta-da! There's our LDS app. This has the scriptures, has general conferences, has magazines, music, and other. Now, if you're like me and you don't use the internet all that much, then you want to download most of the stuff. I downloaded the scriptures, a bunch of general conferences, and the manuals that I need for church. You also might want to download the hymns, but I'm going to show you an even cooler app for that. So let's look at that now. Now this has a very unique name. LDS Hymns with Notes. What do you think it is? LDS Hymns with the notes. It's not just the words. It's got the notes and everything. So here we are on the front page, LDS Hymns with Notes. Click on you can either click on title or number. I'm going to click on number because it's faster. We'll go 249 so we can do this revival missionary hymn called to serve. And as you can see with my out-of-focus camera, this has the notes. And if you're like, I can't read that, do your little zoom thing and you can get as close as you need. See, oh, I wouldn't recommend that close. But you can do the whole tilt. And I'm also going to recommend the LDS Citation Index, though it does require internet connection. So I really don't use it all that often. But if I had internet connection all the time, I'd use it quite a bit because it's a way of searching the scriptures and have it reference back to general conference talks all the way back to the beginning of the church, you know, and even Journal of Discourses, that too. It's all there. And I'll go ahead and point out, if you are somebody that reads on your device and actually wants to be reading books and so forth, there's the Deseret Bookshelf, which has a few free books involved in it. And it also, oh, you gotta log in there. Oh, I'm logged in. And it has these books for free. Okay, so Teachings of Joseph Smith, the Jesus the Christ, the History of Joseph Smith by his mother. What else we got here? Autobiography of Parley P. Pratt, Discourses of Brigham Young, many of the classics. It's also got another version of the Standard Works in case you don't like the format of the Gospel Library for some reason. Another one I'm going to recommend is GedTree Free. It is a genealogy app, and don't plan on doing genealogy on your phone. At least I haven't found a great way to do it, but it's a good way of accessing your GEDCOM file so that you can see your family. And it's a very simple one, very straightforward. It just basically takes your GEDCOM and maps it out in this nice little pedigree chart. And you'll notice it looks backwards to what we're used to, but actually it's kind of nice because, you know, it's actually going back in time, backwards. Yeah. And then you can zoom in to look at individual people, and then you can click on an individual, and it will recombobulate the pedigree chart so it puts it based on them. So it'll have their ancestry behind them and the posterity in front of them. So you can see, oh, yeah, this third cousin in Yugoslavia I didn't even know about. But keep in mind, it does all come from your GEDCOM file. So whatever wasn't on your GEDCOM file isn't going to show up on it. But it's a great way of viewing it. And if you're wanting to get a quick reference to who your family history is, right there. Not a bad program. Now that's the end of the ones that are specifically LDS, but let me show you some things that you can do with other programs that really help with LDS-based things. First off, camera. The one that comes right with your phone, it's a camera. You can use this when you are at a family function and there's pictures being displayed or family history documents. Just take and say, hey, can I look at this? Can I read this for just a second? And then get your phone and go, whoop, click. Oh, hey, now I've got my own copy. How about that? Also, there's another program that's called Easy Voice Recorder. Free. Easy Voice Recorder Free. And this is a simple program that allows you to record audio. The thing I like about this one, as opposed to many of the other audio recorders that you can get for your phone, is that you can put a widget right there on your dashboard so that at any time I can record just by turning on my phone, click the red button, and we are recording. See? And then if you want to go back and play, then you click on the green button on there, and it'll take you here where you can look at the player and play your last recording.
And we are recording!
Brilliant! That's especially nice for if you're either trying to record the kids talking, maybe you're at a family reunion and somebody's telling a great story, and you're like, I should be getting this! So you push record, you're good, you know, and yeah, ready-made recorder. Another one, and this one's fun for church, for taking your own notes, taking scripture notes, your scripture journal, whatever, Evernote. If you don't have Evernote, it is the absolute best document-type program for the phone that I have seen yet. Now, I use this to take notes in church. I use it for my journal sometimes. I use it for all different kinds of things. And let me tell you the reason that I really like this. Not only does it have an online link so that you can sync it with your home computer, but you can use them online or offline, which means if I go ahead and make a document right now, I'm not connected to the internet. It'll go ahead, save it, no problem. As soon as I turn on the Wi-Fi, it will in the background update it to the server, so when I get on my computer and go to access the file later, it's there, right there on my computer. So it's using the internet when it needs it, but you can access it offline without a problem. Even Google Docs isn't so good at that because you have to tell it, yeah, make this available offline. This you don't have to. It does it all. And it's not limited to just notes. You can also take voice recordings. You can take pictures. If you're somebody really into recording stuff and capturing things, you can use it for all that stuff. And again, once you connect to the internet, it uploads it all, so it's all backed up without you even doing anything. I'd love to hear your comments. I want you to tell me if you've found an app that is just fabulous for LDS lifestyle, LDS things, okay? There's tons of great apps out there, and I've got a ton, and I have a great time with them. Maybe another time we can talk about. But tell me your favorites. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, but Who Came Up with Dating? A Humorous Guide to Help You Succeed at Dating, and Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa, which I might add are both available as ebooks. Join us again next time for another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome.